Let me share the screen. Maybe if we go to the sprint board, I think it would be easier for me to point out the item that we have there. Do you guys see the spring, the JSI gap sprint 101?
Yeah, we can see it.
Okay. So we started to convert to order, you know, from the gap prioritization feature list. So the first, and you know, if it is helpful, maybe I would just, you know, go ahead item by item and just briefly explain, and Elias would also chip in from his part, and so that you guys know exactly what is it that we are doing. And as like Sam told me earlier, that you guys have experience in this earlier, and it would be good that if you coordinate. And she also identified a few of the bugs, as she explained, that, you know, we'll see whether they make, like, whether we can also take it on, but no particular commitment for this particular sprint, but we'll have to evaluate and see whether we can take it on. So with that vein, so let me start with the first one. So the first ticket is 4865. So it's very straightforward. It's to kind of release an order or release a requisition without converting to an order. And it's a kind of dialog box is going to pop up. And if the order is successfully converted, it would just say that it has been converted. So it's very straightforward. Do you have any question about this?
Huh. Okay.
You know, there's this button on the ELMIS that we have for the release without order, so that the equivalent of this we are planning to build with to the open ELMIS.
Can we go back to the acceptance criteria? Okay.
Okay, so this is on the convert to order page here. Mm-hmm. Selecting one or multiple to release.
Yeah, so I guess my question would be, what is the use case for this feature?
The use case in our Tanzania and like Zambia implementation, sometimes they also enter a backlog RNRs, which were already fulfilled earlier. And since this also had the request portion, so it doesn't make sense to convert it to an order, because that's going to be duplicate orders. And this is, you know, coming from the practical realities where people had, you know, fulfilled things without, like for some urgency, they may have, you know, fulfill it based from the paper form, but afterward they have entered the RNR on the screen. That's one thing. And also for another scenario that I can think of is that if there's no quantity to fulfill, then like Elias, help me here. So if there is no quantity in the order, is that if there's no quantity in the approved quantity on the requisition, is that still an order? Elias, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. In terms of generating an order, no order file would be generated for such requisitions. But the main use case is the first one that you mentioned, Ashraf, mm-hmm. where after 1.5 year of implementation, they're finding that some of these requisitions that they see on the convert to order screen, they don't want to convert them. Some of them are for a year, a requisition that was submitted a year ago, and they have 2,000 requisitions listed on this page, which they don't want to convert to order. And that's where we built for them a release without requisition feature, and that helped.
So this is kind of to help a warehouse manager not have to see all these old requisitions.
Not only that, they just don't have any use case for converting it to order in the future too. Like these requisitions, they just don't want to convert to order. They know for sure they don't want to convert them to order at the later time.
So it's kind of like, because, so it's just that part is not really necessary. And so it's kind of just so that the requisition history shows that things are released or something.
Yes.
And also, as you know, that we also kind of generate the order file, which is FTP to the ERP system. So as I said earlier, that, you know, if this were to be create an order file and an FTP, that would have created a duplicate order, and then that would have, you know, created more problem. And also be aware, in our like situation, people are not really using the stock-based requisition. So the fact that, you know, the it might, you know, sound a bit strange that how people have fulfilled those orders earlier, because, you know, the ERP has their own inventory management system. They are not using the OpenLMIS or the ELMIS stock card for that.
Sam, don't we have like a ticket that deals with like if a requisition has like no approved quantities, that we can release it but not convert it to an order?
Yeah, we do.
So that use case, there should already be a ticket for that one.
Was it already implemented?
No,
I don't think so. Okay. It's just that some backlog or something.
Well, okay, so we have the requisition line items with zeros, and then creating an order with order quantities all zero. So I'll just copy the link.
So if we do it in this way, will it be able to, you know, also serve that other ticket? Like, what's the details of that ticket?
We might. I put it in the chat. It could be something that we just need to review, because there.
So I just open it so that we all
of
us can see it on the screen.
Yeah, that's great. Because there's also a comment that Craig has at the very bottom.
Craig, okay.
Yeah.
So do you want us to read through it to understand what it is? Is it, or would you be able, or would you can recall well enough to give a summary of this?
Well, I mean, essentially, it's kind of a bug where you are allowed to create an order where the order quantities are all zero, which, you know, is not that
makes sense.
And so we want, like, basically during the order creation process, we want kind of some validation to say, oh, you just tried to create an order, but everything's all set to zero. We want to just kind of reject that, saying like, that's, you know, like we don't allow order, like empty orders to be created.
So it's the check for is slightly different, because you're saying that the approved quantities are all like zeros, or the requested
Correct.
Quantity either way are all kind of zeros. So Elias, what's your take on this?
In ELMIS, currently it does not generate an order file for this case, but the other case we were discussing is slightly different. And I think with just a little customization, the new status that would be introduced, released without order, might be applicable for this case too. If we consider this order to be released without, this requisition to be released without any order, it would be uniquely identified by the new status we would introduce released without order. And that would mean if there are other processes down the road, for example, if we expect shipment files to come from the ERP for this specific requisition, we don't expect any feedback from the ERP because we never sent any requisition for it. So that status would also help identify this case.
So I'm kind of, indulge me a bit. Let me see whether I can go back to the one, too many things open. So I was thinking that since we say that we do have like a checkbox and more than one orders can be selected. So if on the convert to order screen, in the initial display, if we identify that which are the orders that don't have any requested or approved quantity greater than zero, automatically put a checkbox to that they should be released without conversion. But you will have to really initiate that. That checkbox would be there, but you will have to really include it in the release process.
I'm not sure the checkbox is necessary. I mean, if there's an action button that says like release without, without converting, then it won't even attempt to do that. And then I guess, I mean, there certainly could be an indicator to say that this requisition, is kind of empty, right? Just so that if you select it and then you try to hit convert to order, that when that bug gets fixed, it will throw an error message. Does that make sense?
No, I'm trying to follow. Could you explain it one more time, please?
So like if there's I guess what I would call an empty requisition, a requisition that has zero proof quantities. If you select it and then click release without order, it will automatically not create an order for it, right? So there's no problem there. Mm-hmm. And then if you select it and try to hit convert to order, currently the system allows that, right? It'll create an empty order. But that's what we call a bug.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what we actually wanted to do is if you select it and hit convert to order, we want to give an error message, right? Saying, empty orders cannot be created. Mm-hmm. And so when we fix that bug and not allow empty orders to be created, we could have in this page some indicator, some read-only indicator that just says that this requisition is empty. And so trying to convert it to an order, is not possible, right?
Right. Other thing that occurred to me that when you're approving that order in the approval process, if it did not had any approved quantity there, then the new status that we're talking about to an order that is released without conversion, maybe during the save process of that authorization, you automatically flip it into that status. So that it would not even come here because it's already automatically is kind of released.
Yeah, I kind of follow with you, Ashraf, because this page here is sort of like a work in progress for the warehouse manager, right? Mm-hmm. And if they aren't going to take action on something in this list, it shouldn't even appear.
Elias, what's your take on that idea?
Yes, that makes sense to me. We have a slightly similar case in the new implementation of report only periods in LMIS. So if the period is configured to have no orders, the final approval would automatically mark it as released without order. So that's something we've experimented on in ELMIS. And it also makes sense that something that does not have anything to do with like something that's not expected to be converted to order should not come to this screen because there's no other thing you can do to it other than releasing without order. Otherwise, we may have to implement some other mechanism to either return the requisition to go back and be changed or something like that, which I don't think is worth the effort.
So sorry, Elias, are you saying that, so I mean, ideally, if we know that, you know, certain requisitions should not be created, like orders should not be created for them, that it should be smart enough to just, once the final approval happens, that it will just be released. But are you saying that that might not be worth the effort?
No, that's good. That's a good approach. I was saying, if you show it, if you don't take that route and show those requisitions here, there is nothing else you can do other than release it without order. If you need to make sure that they can act on it on a different way, like if they have to change the numbers and maybe resubmit it, we may have to add another feature here that says return this for approval or return this to the initiator. And I was saying it's not worth putting an effort to do that here.
Yeah, I think at this point, warehouse managers would simply just be converting or essentially just be releasing them one way or the other. I mean, I don't think they bother with changing quantities.
Yeah.
I mean, so yes, like the idea of not having to release, you know, not having to automatic, like not having the warehouse manager needing to release them without order, sounds like a good approach. I'm just not sure how we would set that up. Like what kind of, how would that be configured?
When you're approving the order, you know, in that, if you added some business rule hook there to check and see whether that had any approved quantity. If not, the order status, the status that we're talking about, that would indicate that an order is a requisition is released without order. So that like status would be set to that requisition.
So that, I guess that works for one case, but it doesn't necessarily handle the other case, right? Like you may want to release without creating order, even though there are approved quantities, right?
Yes.
And so at least like this release without order button is able to handle both cases where the approval quantities are zero or the approval, there's actually approval quantities, but you still want to release it, but not, you know, convert it to an order.
Yes.
Yes. So there is one thing I would like to bring up if we are talking about releasing the requisition without creating an order. I believe that in the current implementation, when we are using non-stock-based requisitions, I believe we are taking some of the data from the proof of delivery when we are creating the next requisition. So if we remove that, we would definitely have to think about a different approach to this.
So if there's no approved quantity, does the proof of delivery thing comes in?
I believe so at the current state, as we don't really have the fix for that bug we mentioned earlier implemented. So we are basically, most likely, I might be wrong on this one, but we are most likely also taking those quantities from the proof of delivery.
Okay.
I believe kind of the current implementation is that when an order is created and it's going to be externally fulfilled, a POD is automatically generated for it. And then for non-stock based requisitions, if you start a requisition for the next period, then it consults the POD information. But if an order is not created, then there is no POD information.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to say.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Nikodem.
So I think in any case that these are the things that, you know, if we were to go with the release without order the way that we were thinking, at least that would, you know, fill some gap, but there is also additional, you know, bugs and further adjustment needs to be done. So that we can, you know, we can continue this kind of discussion and, you know, kind of clarify it further and, you know, kind of bring it into focus exactly what needs to be done and where, and then we can include that into the future sprints. Will that, do you think, is going to be a useful approach?
That sounds fine to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll keep note that, and Changsun and also Nikodem, if you are aware of other bugs other than the one that like Sam already identified, maybe you can attach it to either this current ticket or in some other way so that we get the benefit of your knowledge about, you know, these are the related issues we'll have to deal with in the future sprints.
Sure. Maybe we should link 4412 to this one.
4412, yeah. Okay. And I also have a hard stop in 30 minutes, so I have to go to another meeting because I'm the host for that. So we still have a few more tickets to go through. So would you mind if I go to the next ones?
Go ahead.
Okay. So the next one is 4867. So it's when the FTP has failed. And you'd recall that there was some conversation about this FTP failed issues, like with the gap, like user stories. So we kind of reviewed them with like Mary Jo as well, and came up with, you know, things that we can do in a bit more kind of simplified way. So instead of trying to automatically can resend the FTP, we thought that there could be a status that would indicate that this particular order has failed in the FTP operation before. And then since there's no such status currently in at least in the OpenLMIS, so maybe a filtering option can also be added. I'm not really sure whether the filter is on this ticket or the next ticket, but anyway, if I explain, you'll understand. So if the filter is there, so that at least in a long list of the orders, so that you don't have to go through like many and then go through the paginations to find which one has failed, but rather if you just apply the filter and you get everyone that has failed on the FTP, and then you re-trigger the FTP operation again. But it is the kind of user or admin initiated, not the system automatically finding out whether the FTP has failed based on the FTP or the HTTP return code, and then rescheduling or retrying it automatically. That's not how we were saying, but we were saying that there would be a status, and then you'd be able to filter to that status, and you pick the one that you think that should be resent, and you initiate the operation. It is because that we have seen that the ERP application is a different host. They have a different FTP server. And at times, because of the network firewall changes, you know, things could be changed at their end. So unless we confirm that those kind of backend server issues has been resolved, if the system automatically tries to resend it, it is just going to be kind of wasted effort and is going to clog the system.
Okay, so I think there is an API that retries to transmit an order. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I'm aware of it. And the idea here is just to add an action button for the orders that failed to transfer. The status is already there, failed to transfer, and we would be just adding a retry button on that same grid on the right side of the current actions to retry to send them. And that would only call the API that's already there to retry.
Okay.
The person who has the ability to resend or retrieve the FTP have different permissions?
I've thought about that. I think it should be checking if the person has a convert to order permission. We would just display that button based on this permission. But apart from that, I don't think we need any additional permissions.
Okay.
If you have a different idea, please let me know.
I'm trying to think of what rights we have. I know that there's definitely like a quote convert to order right. But I thought there was also some strange right called like transfer orders or something like that.
Oh.
Which doesn't quite make sense to me, but you may want to look into it.
Okay.
Yeah, so about the convert to order right, I'm not sure whether it isn't a requisition specific right, like it comes from the requisition module. So I'm not sure whether we should reuse it in the fulfillment.
Well, I think the corresponding fulfillment right is like edit orders or something like that.
Yeah, so we guess we would like to use that one, right?
Yeah, that one would probably be the one we use. Unless there's something specifically about, you know, FTP.
Okay, I will take a look at it again, and if I'm still confused, I will reach out to you.
Sounds good.
So far as I see from the discussion that otherwise the feature looks okay to you, but we should pay attention to the rights, and Elias is going to take a look at it, and he's going to be in touch with you guys if he has any further question. And we do plan to use the API.
Okay.
Yes, so I have take a quick look at the test server, and it appears that we indeed have a transfer orders right. Okay. It is a part of the fulfillment role type. So yeah, we definitely have something like that.
Okay, good.
So how does Materially impact us, Elias?
It's just a string that we have to check for. I don't think this will significantly impact the work.
Okay. Anything else on this ticket before we move on?
Not from my side.
Well, going, went. Let's go to the next one. 4868. So it's which I, you know, described earlier. It's a different ticket for the filtering.
Oh, okay.
So in other words, you know, maybe on the other ticket we had a bit of a visual to explain. So here, you know, you can filter the list, but there's no filter to really filter by the order status. And since the FTP failed is one of the status, so our, like what we're saying, would add an additional filter for the order status, and you should be able to pick from the drop down the FTP failed, and that's gonna be already kind of filtered for the one that has failed. And as you can see, that there could be a whole like list of the pages. So the use case is that the user would not have to go through the different pages just to fish out that which one he would like to retry.
Yeah, so maybe it might be good to not mention the filtering stuff and the exceptions criteria for this ticket.
This one?
Yeah.
Reason being?
Well, I mean, when someone's doing a QA, like they don't need to test that part, right? They don't need to verify that acceptance criteria when they're trying to move this to done.
Okay.
Yes, so for the search, you have another ticket, right, Ashraf? So Chungsan is saying, please remove the filter takes from this one, which is about retrying. It's not about filtering. That's
so. Specifically, which one are you
saying? The one you're highlighting.
This one.
Yes.
Okay.
So I have a question. Do we are we making test cases for like these new features?
For the previous one that we have done, yes, and for this one, we do plan to create the test cases for them as well.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, the test cases would essentially be sort of following the acceptance criteria. So,
yeah,
I guess that's why I kind of mentioned that.
Which is a good point. Yeah. It did not actually occur to me. Yeah, good point. I appreciate it. Anything else?
Looks good to me.
Okay. Four, eight, seven, eight. So it's like Elias pointed out that there is an elaborate documentation that was done before that explains that, you know, what are the requisition statuses, and the conversion is also on there. And since we are adding a different status, so we thought that one of the tasks would be to also update this so that, you know, this is up to date.
So I have a question about released without order. How is it used differently than released?
So one area that you can use it is when you are expecting shipment files. You do not expect shipment file for something that's released without order. And that's one significant difference.
So like in the fulfillment service, there will be like some logic that actually we'll need to check for that status versus released.
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions?
And also for reporting too, it makes it easier for you to follow up on which orders, like you say you have fulfilled some requests, how many of them were submitted to the ERP? If you don't have a differentiating attribute like this, it would be difficult to differentiate between them. So in reporting, I can imagine there may be more use cases for this.
So when you're like creating like a requisition report or something,
yes,
and you want to see which ones have been released but don't have associated orders with them.
Yes, that's one. But for example, when they try to assess the performance of their supply chain, they sometimes try to see how many orders were fulfilled out of how many requested. So in this case, if this requisition has not even been converted to order, there's no need to kind of consider it when you, the ERP is not at fault for this, or that department that fulfills the requests is not at fault for a requisition that was never converted to order. So this, making sure that you have this attribute that differentiates those that were actually requested from those that were not requested, makes it easier to have a more accurate analysis.
Right, and also for the warehouse performance, we did had an indicator for order fill rate.
Yes.
So that calculation can also be impacted by this.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, when I think about for the reporting aspect, I guess I would think, I mean, it's still possible to kind of figure out those queries, right, without having this extra status. But if you're saying like some of the logic actually kind of needs this new status, like I'm just trying to think like if it's absolutely necessary to create a new status for this, or if there's actually ways to like continue to use the same one, the release status, but.
Yeah, I'm sure that you would be able to deduce it, you know, if you query and see that which order did not had any approved quantity, you'd be able to deduce it. But applying a status is more clean cut.
Yeah, I'm just trying to avoid, I mean, I'm just trying to avoid creating too many statuses if it's not necessary. But, and so the reporting aspect, I'm not as sure about, but if there's definitely logic where we need to actually check for the status, then that's fine.
Yeah, and also I think that, you know, if you apply this status as and when you are just operating on a specific order, instead of having to deal with that in the reporting part where you will have to operate over a large set of data and then, you know, calculate like, and then figure out that which one should be treated as going to release without order. So in terms of your performance or the number crunching, it's more efficient to do it like individually at the get-go instead of, you know, kind of passing that problem to the reporting engine. And that's just my opinion.
Okay.
So I think that's about it as far as the convert to order is concerned. There's a few other tickets, but those are either coming from the last sprint or it's kind of unrelated to this. So we have still a bit more time. So, at the beginning of this meeting, Sam, you said that maybe we can also take a look at those additional tickets that you mentioned. We also talk about a few, but there may be others. So should we discuss those?
Well, first I just wanted to ask if NICADEM had any feedback or any guidance on implementing the filters. So there, you know, there is the one filtering by order status tickets,
mm-hmm.
4868. And so I was just wondering if NICADEM had any guidance for implementing this ticket.
Yes, so I believe we should just follow what we do on other screens. It might be included in our style guide, I'm not sure. But yeah, we should definitely place them in the filters popover to make things consistent.
Yeah, I mean, so far everything that we're doing, we're applying the OpenLMIS style sheet.
Okay.
And in the areas where we failed to, there were some instances where Elias mentioned that, but which were caught up just because we were not aware of it during the review process. And as soon as we get to know it, we were able to fix it as well.
Yeah, so I guess that's the only concern I have. It should be pretty straightforward. I believe it should detect the form if you place it within the OpenLMIS table container, and it should just detect it and place it in the filters popover automatically. So that shouldn't be much work.
So, like Elias, are you following that? Of course, it went over my head.
Yes, I have no problem with that. Thank you.
Okay.
And then I put in the chat the ticket for the convert to order performance. Now, I don't believe that there's an expectation that increasing performance is going to be part of any of the gap feature work, but I think it's important, definitely important, to be aware of some of the slow performance that exists for the convert to order page today. And, at the very least, that we do not make the performance worse.
Any clue about the performance issues, where that might be coming from, or anything else that you can tell us a bit about?
A lot of performance issues happen as a result of filling out DTOs when generating the response body. So that's it's good to be aware of that. Either making calls to reference data, and those take time, or sort of database calls that are not being done very efficiently.
Yes, and in case of these changes, they shouldn't affect those places. I mean, they should probably only operate on the database, adding the additional option to search. So I don't think we will be increasing the performance here. And I'm not sure whether this ticket is still valid. There was some discussion in the comments.
This one you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe there is some discussion in the some really old discussion in the comments. I believe I also linked a ticket that might have improved the performance, but we would probably have to double check that.
Yeah, this one is particularly old.
So for the resolution of this, Nicodem, would you be able to update this particular ticket with your findings, whether this is old or is any longer relevant? And if it's relevant for performance side, is there anything that Elias should be aware of it? So that at least, we can link it and we can get the benefit of your take on this.
Yeah, I can take a look at it and check whether it's still valid.
Okay. So we should also link this ticket to the... is it related to the filter ticket, or which ticket is it related to? like how we should link it?
I don't think it's related to any particular ticket. It's, I believe it was just a note that we have had this issue. But right. It's definitely related to any of the, it's not related to the filters. There is other bug that is related to filters, and we will probably get to that in a couple of minutes. But this one, it's not really related with them.
Okay. So for the resolution of this, you will update it, and then we'll see what whether there's anything for this that we need to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Okay. And you also said there's other tickets that may be more like relevant. So is it already what the SAM already gave, or some additional one? Okay.
Yeah. I just added, put it in the chat. It's 4373. Okay.
So change convert to order screen to separate facility and program select. Any quick gist for that?
Yes, so I believe at the moment on the convert to order screen we have a single search box which was implemented at some point of time quite some time ago, and it's in the requisition. At that point, it was implemented in such a way that it filtered both by the facility and program, if I remember correctly, and that's not really how our other endpoints works. So at some point in time, we changed the endpoint, so it accept the search, but will like make an end instead of an or when searching through the program and facility. Mm-hmm. And I believe it is required by some of the one of the other endpoints. So the idea here is basically to split the search into two separate search options, so we can pick a facility and or program and filter by this. So it really conforms more to what we do on other screens.
And in the other screen, what I've seen in the pop-up, you have the option to pick for which field that you wanted to search on.
Yeah, definitely. That's correct. So yeah, that is basically it. It should be pretty straightforward to do. So
Elias, what's your take on this?
We don't have any plan to touch this filter, right? We would be only working on the other filter on order view orders page. Mm-hmm. If there is no significant overlap between the APIs, which I doubt there is. I don't think that ticket relates to this one.
Yeah, I definitely agree on this. The view orders and the convert to order different endpoints.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and in future, if you know we touch these things at the time, we can pick up this ticket and also discuss and see what needs to be done.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so then there won't be any changes to the convert to order page, only the view orders page.
I believe we will be adding a button to the toolbar, but that's not really touching the filters. So.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that,
this type of exchange is very, very kind of useful, so that we are also trying to, you know, get into the weeds and understand, you know, what are the challenges that you have faced before and the context that you're aware of. And hopefully we're also able to explain a bit from our situation, so that exchange of ideas is good. And I think we should do this kind of thing more often.
Yeah, this has definitely been helpful for me. So I don't have any other tickets to review.
Great, I can use 5 more minutes to read up for my next meeting.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Sam. Thanks, Cheng Sung. And